on the topic
infallible Vedic wisdom. He gets maximum marks for non-deviation from parampara. He gets 10 out of 10. And he has the good marks for facing audience and for similarity and for question answers. So for this facing audience, similarity and difference, he has got 9 each. And he has got lesser marks for other things. Of course, you have a plenty of things to appreciate in his in a lecture. But one thing that comes to my mind is, when we, like for example, when we say different axioms in science, we also have to tell the purpose for which we are stating them. Because we make different axioms, like scientists, they do this, do that, but why are we stating it? That's very important. When we speak, when we do a presentation, we should say that Vedas are stating axioms. Like Vedas say, you are not the body, you are the soul. And scientists are asking, what is the proof? Can you see the soul? Can you see God? But you tell them, no, it is an axiom. If you say it's an axiom, they say, oh, why should you accept this axiom? Somebody can ask a question. When they say, why should I accept an axiom? Then you can say that there is no field of science without axioms. You take mathematics, you take thermodynamics, you take, for that matter, any subject in engineering, everywhere we have axioms. Axiom is something that is true, but which cannot be proved. That is action. Every field of science has an action. So we are quoting that science also has action, because there is no wonder that Vedas have action. So unless we state the point, then people cannot get it clear. But it's nice, before we enter into a particular description, to make a little heading about it and then enter into description. Very nice question and answer session was there. With respect to criticizing the scientists, in one sense, sometimes Srila Prabhupada was very heavy about the scientists. Whenever you talk about the scientists, there is a reason for that. Because as you all have undergone these courses, SLC and EBT, now you all know how our human perception has defects. We have 4 defects, due to which we are unable to perceive the absolute truth. Is it not? We are unable to perceive the absolute truth. That not even the scientists, the followers of scientists, are so infatuated with pride, as if they know everything. I have gone to many college programs where I meet so many people. Sometimes they ask questions. They are not talking at the platform of heart, they are talking from their head, to the freedom, especially on the platform of ego. When they ask questions, what about this? What about that? Is a challenge. As if they are carrying absolute knowledge with them. What knowledge do they have? They have such defective senses. With the eyes you cannot see what is beyond the wall. With the eyes you cannot see your eyelids. With the eyes you cannot see what is behind. With the eyes you cannot see what is happening in Pune station. You cannot do anything with this so-called famous eyes that you have. But people are so proud, as if they possess absolute knowledge. And students challenge Vedas, or for that matter, any spiritual discourse. So, this kind of ability to challenge, where does it come from? Tell me. Where is it coming from? But then for a period of time, they will tell you things which you cannot even imagine. Like, for example, in statistics, there are ensembles. You heard of ensemble models? They have nothing to do with reality. Everything is simply imagination. But they are hovering on a mental plane, concocting so many things, so many models, which have no existence in reality. You can give so many evidences in every respect. Like in astronomy, they say such and such star is existing 50 million light years away. You get a big laugh when you see such news in the newspaper sometimes. So there are many things in science which are told by scientists which have no way to experiment or verify. And still, the student community nowadays in the modern times is so proud that we are followers of the scientists. So why sometimes scientists are sentenced? On one hand, they are not carrying the absolute knowledge, absolute truth. On the other hand, they are taking the royal position of guiding the entire society as if they are the real leader. So Vedas, Bhagavatam says, Andha yatande rupaniyamana steti satantyam urdamdi bhadra. It says a blind man who has no eyes is calling all the people, please catch my shirt, I will follow you. Please catch my shirt, I will take you to the right destination. And one by one, 100, 200, 300 people are catching his shell. And this fellow is going and falling into a ditch. And all his followers are falling into that ditch. Anda, yata, ande. Anda, yata, ande. The anda is followed by another anda. And there are so many andas behind. And all andas are falling inside a ditch. Tepisha, Panchayan, Urdam, Pipada. And they all are very strongly bound by the shackles of material existence. And people continue to suffer. See, we faithfully wanted to follow the scientists right from our school days. And because we have followed faithfully and our ancestors have followed them, now we can see the condition of the world today. What is the condition of the world? Each and every one of you here, if I ask you what science has caused, the harm that science has caused the society, I'm very confident each of you will be able to quote at least 5 to 10 instances. Is it not? So there is no point discussing it. Every one of you know, in the field of pollution, you know, in the field of destruction, atom bombs, in every field, how it has caused destruction. In this connection, I would like to quote something very important and that is very current in the modern society today, which is the Y2K problem. The Y2K problem, if you see, you all have heard of Y2K problem, which is going to, the real problem is going to be faced very soon. For example, because of the modern advancement in science, we have so many facilities. For example, we are living in Pune. Now we are having electricity, we are having light. Because you are able to generate hydroelectric power station, from there you are generating electricity like that. But because everything is controlled by computers at every point, you go to Tolnaka, you go to post office, you go to bank, you go anywhere in the world, everything is controlled by computer. When the computer crashes, then hydroelectric power station will not function. There will be no generation of electricity. When there is no generation of electricity, you don't get water at your house. Then all the lights are off. The fan is off, your computer is off. That is all right, you can tolerate. And you will also not get a single vegetable in the market yard here in Pune. It's going to happen from 1st January 2000. Because when the computer crashed, because of not being able to transact properly between one businessman to another businessman, all transportation is going to be stopped. Because all the vehicles are controlled by computers. When it stops, then when no vegetable comes to market yard, then what will we eat? There will be no grain, there will be no vegetables. And because electricity is not there, you cannot draw water also, so you have no water. And one third of the world population is going to be wiped out because of the Y2K problem. This is a prediction. Now in America, I recently read in Times, if you see Times, they are saying a family, they have gone out of the city to the farmhouse where they are cultivating a farm. Besides that, they have sold dry fruits and so many dry items and grains. A huge house for 1.5 years, stock they have sold. And they all have learned how to use a pistol. And the husband, wife, children, they all are carrying one pistol. If you see the recent Time magazine, you will find the photograph. Why? They say that, of course, we have sold for 1.5 years for our family. But then when famine comes, everyone will come to us to steal from us. So we are having pistol now. We got permission. So they are waiting to face the Y2K problem. How difficult it is for all of us to do that, just imagine. On one hand, we are so much proud that science has made so much advancement, but understand this point, try to realize this point. Science can take you to the extent where you will be forced to die, you will be starved to death. You and your family members may be starved to death. That is the point where the science can take everyone up to. Even without anticipating a war, I am not talking of a war. Simply because of the computer crash problem, we can face such a consequence. So the war comes. You can just imagine. Nowadays, the defense is so advanced. The earlier times, they would fight with the sword. Clung, 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 kill some poor people. Isn't it? Afterwards, you have some machine gun. You can kill some 10, 20 people. That is it. 20 people died. Now they say, these are all very, very low profile techniques. We want high level. Then they found a bomb. Throw a bomb, and then a particular city, entire city, is killed. Like Hiroshima, Nagasaki, disaster. You all must be knowing. Now, it is far more advanced. You know the Star Wars? This is Star Wars. The entire Asia can be wiped out by pressing one button. The entire United States of America can be wiped out by pressing another button. Now, Russia has given a note to America that because of the vertical problem, if any bombs are thrown on you due to Star Wars, please don't think we are purposely deliberately doing it. It is because of some computer problem. They are themselves not confident. That is the condition today. So countries are in a very, very great struggle with anxiety if you see today. So such a scientist, why should you not condemn them? That's your question. If Prabhupada is criticizing the scientists that they have done such a great harm to society, is it not a great harm? Certainly a great harm. On the other hand, if you see the Vedic civilization, which taught man the essence of life, spiritual life, which also is a complete program for the body, mind and soul. One can lead a happy life. One had a patch of land by the side of the house where one will grow grain. And one used to draw water with natural facilities. You all must be knowing how they used to draw water in villages, isn't it? So you don't need to depend on electricity. So vertical problem will be of no meaning to you. Because you draw water by natural ways, by windmill or by pillar cart, you are drawing water and you have a paddy field and wheat field where you get wheat and paddy, and you have vegetables around your house, you get vegetables. And to make a chapati or to make some rice, you don't have to depend on the lorries that come from outstation. You don't have to depend on market gas. You don't have to depend on electricity. These are all made by scientists. So the scientists are not only causing physical death for the people through this kind of problems like vertigo. This is only a petty problem, what we are talking now. But a far more dangerous problem in magnitude is spiritual death. So because of the faith in scientists, the entire population is heading towards materialism and sense gratification, if you observe today. The modern scientists, if you see, they are atheists, majority of them. In the ancient times, if you see Thomas Alva Edison or Benjamin Franklin or Einstein, they were very great scientists of very high order. At the same time, they had very great faith in God. In fact, they have written books about God, they have preached about God in their own times. Even in the Senate, Einstein spoke about God. Even in a Senate meeting, he brought God into picture. That was his courage. Whereas in the modern times, you see, majority of the scientists are trying to shelve God aside so that they can promote sense gratification. Sense gratification means Shudra culture. Prabhupada says, government of the Shudras, by the Shudras and for the Shudras. That is the modern trend. Who is a Shudra? Shudra is not somebody born in a Shudra family. Shudra means one who nasavcham napichacharo nasavcham tesu vidyate, Krishna says. Pravrittincha nivrittincha janana vidurasura nasavcham napichacharo nasavcham tesu vidyate. They do not know what to do. They do not know what to not do. What to do. They do not know the difference. Nasavcham, they have no cleanliness. Na acharo, no proper behavior with anybody. Nasatyam, they have no truthfulness. Such people are called as Shudra. In the modern times, you see, people want sense gratification. Government is saying them, don't worry, we will open cinema theatres. We will open liquor shops for you. Who you vote for us. There are so many people voting for them. And then they place a person who is also of the same nature. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said how people who are of the nature of dogs, horses, camels and asses also choose people who are of the same nature of dogs, horses, camels and asses and place them in this position so that their sense gratification can be encouraged. So, we see in the modern times, everywhere what is promoted is only sense gratification. You just go down the street, you will find so many posters of movies of men and women, so many theatres. Every day new theatres are being built, new liquor shops are being opened, new places for playing, cards are being entered. So, everywhere you are seeing the four principles are being broken everywhere. This is because of a materialistic civilization, which is simply meant for money and sex life, nothing beyond that. Where has it come from? It has arisen only because of the scientists. If you see the scientists, in the name of helping the people to develop some comforts and facilities in their life so that they can lead a happy life, have ultimately ruined the lives of people. In the beginning, scientists are finding small, small things. Oh, it is sweating, so we need a fan. Oh, it is so difficult to walk, so we need a motorbike or we need a car. So they found small things. But when the advancement took about very rapidly, then gradually they have kept God aside. And in the name of advancement and civilization, they are simply promoting bodily consciousness. Nowadays, people living in these houses, they have all facilities. They have a cellular phone. They have this cordless. They don't have to move from their bed. In the bed only you can sit and you can have a phone. And you want to operate the television, you can just sit in the bed and press a button, remote control, and the television is operating. Isn't it? People do that, if you see, in the modern time. You want to, you know, make idlis, like you had today morning. then you don't need to, you know, like in the villages they do like this. You don't need to do that. You have a grinder. Mixie you have a grinder. So, because of modern advancement, man has stopped doing work and he is simply depending on machine. But ultimately what happens by depending on machines? Because of non-proper movement of the limbs of the body, you don't have proper exercise. Then when you get old, you get rheumatic pain, you get arthritis. Doctor tells you, oh, you have not been moving your limbs. You have been just staying in your bed and growing your belly. Because of which now you have this medical problem. Now you have to do exercise like this. Or you have to do exercise like this. Or you throw a ball on the wall and you catch it. Keep on doing like the doctors say. But in the way, ancient civilization, this was a part of their life. But now, you don't want to go to the phone and pick up the phone. You don't want to put on the television by walking. They don't even move from their bed. But ultimately, what do you do ultimately? It ruins their body, ruins their health. And most importantly, scientists have deprived people of the most valuable education in their spiritual life. If you see the Vedas, there is so much knowledge about metallurgy, about Vimana Shastra and so many things like that which are also material. But the Vedas don't focus on them. The Vedas talk of them as a matter of fact. But the Vedas focus on spiritual knowledge. Who is the Atman? Who is God? What is the relationship of Atma with God? Why are we suffering in this world? As Harishchandra was telling in the lecture. These are the most important topics in the Vedas. Because this body is simply a shirt. And we are actually the spirit souls who are suffering in this world. So, one has to lead a life in such a way to get out of this world of suffering and go back to the eternal realm of joy and bliss. So that is the purpose of the Vedas. In modern times there is no spiritual education. In the name of secularism, in India as you see, neither do they practice Hinduism, nor do they practice Christianity, nor do they promote Islam. There is no religion. Secularism means atheism. That's all. Simply they give a big note, we are secular. We are so broad-minded that we are secular. We will not follow any religion. We don't want God. What do we want? We want only movies and parties. This is our religion. If you see, we had gone to Vrindavan, a great king. He had made a big palace, in the center of which he had kept Radha and Krishna, deities. And around the palace he had made many rooms where the king and his ministers would stay. And every morning they would come for worship of Radha and Krishna. Then they would make their decisions, everyday decisions. But today, if you see, big, big companies and big, big industrial enterprises have been opened. But if you see, the central goal of a company is sense gratification only. I was telling in another classes, when they, in Bajaj Auto or Bajaj Tempo, when they introduce a big vehicle, they call for so many young girls with improper dresses. And they sit on the bike or they sit on the car and they introduce, and nobody sees the car. Everyone is looking at those women only. You see. Because they are not promoting the car. They are not promoting advancement of civilization. They are simply promoting sex life. That is all. So if you see, man is very proud that I am wearing coat, I am wearing suit, I am wearing cap, I am wearing shoes and tie and socks and everything. Now I am more advanced. It is no better than a dog or a cat wearing these things. Because the quality of life has not improved. What is the wonder if a pig in the ditch is wearing a coat and suit and tie and saying that now I am more advanced? It's the same thing. Because if you are promoting money and sex and not God consciousness in society, you are no better than animals. You have to ask this question to any man in the modern time. What is the quality of your life above animals? In what way the quality of your life is superior to that of animals? You have to ask this question. Animals are eating, they are sleeping, they are mating and producing children, and you are doing the same thing. You are also eating in five-star hotels, you are sleeping, and you are mating and producing so many children, and you are defending with guns and missiles in Star Wars. And animals may not have such a sophistication. They are defending with claws and teeth. But you are doing the same quality of activity. Same quality, what is your superiority? This question you should ask the modern man. Scientists may say, oh, we are having laboratories, we are publishing international papers, so many things, so many papers we are publishing worldwide, we have so many international journals now. My dear friend, with all these journals, what are you publishing? What advancement have you made? So we have found this missile, that cut, we have done this. But what for? To fight like a dog or a cat? The same thing. Yes. If you go to a forest, you find this special type of bison which charges at you. So it has the ability to fight in a particular way. Or a dog and a dog, if you see in the street, they will be showing their teeth to one another and fighting. So scientists say, you know, by our research, by our NASA, or by our BARC, we have found this and this research, and now we can fight out. Now we have so much different facilities that we can finish United States of America even if they come. But what is the facility? It's the same propensity of an animal. Our question is very simple. In what way have you raised the quality of your life? In Krishna consciousness movement, we can boldly tell anyone that anybody who becomes a Krishna devotee in our movement is able to change the quality of his life. I can show you practically people who have been boozing and smoking and living a very degraded life like an animal. And after coming to a movement, you have completely transformed into a wonderful great devotee, having free from all kinds of bad vices. Prabhupada says, such a devotee, even who is an uneducated devotee, he is free from all the vices. He is having all godly qualities. On the contrary, a man who has studied in America in Harvard University and attained a PhD degree, he is the servant of his senses. He cannot stop going to a nightclub to meet a woman. He cannot give up his habits of smoking and boozing, even after achieving a doctorate degree from a Cornell or Harvard University. What is the quality of education, what is the quality of life that science has improved in his life? Tell me. Even after so much education, you should ask this question. If you claim that scientists are great, you ask this question to them. What quality of life have you improved in people's lives? How will the quality of people's lives increase? That is the meaning of your standard of life. If you say you have increased the standard of life, you have become great, in what sense has increased the standard? There is no improvement in standard. On the contrary, there is a degradation in standard than what we were actually existing. If we were not polluted by the scientists, at least India's glorious Vedic culture would have thrived and flourished, and India would have taken the Vedic culture to nook and corner of the world. But because we have become polluted by the simple material research of the scientists, we have become more and more degraded in our culture. Man has forgotten his real goal of life. Man is sending rockets to the other planets, but he has forgotten the real essence of his own life. He doesn't know how to avoid my own suffering in my life. He doesn't know what is there here. He is going up in a rocket. Such a fundamental thing he doesn't know. So, even in a land like India, which is a land of dharma, where the children are born with Vedic culture, the land is considered such a holy land. Anybody born in this land is considered so fortunate. But even in such a land, people have no understanding of the Vedas. In fact, science is dragging people to such a materialism that people say, no, we don't have any time. Once in a week you have program, no, we don't have time. So many things are put in front of you to become preoccupied in life, and all are heading you towards materialism. This is why the scientists are contemned. In the level of body, they have, as I told you, so many troubles are going to come. In the level of mind, people's minds are tortured, if you see in the modern times. You see, not only a peon who is working in a, office, or a person working in a lathe or a smithy shop, not only he is tortured physically. If you see a computer engineer working in a computer right from morning to late night, 11 o'clock, he is torturing his mind so much. There is no mental peace, if you see today. So, at the level of body, at the level of mind, at the level of soul, science has done a great service to man. This can be very easily explained. There is no difficulty in understanding it. So, we don't say that people have to become lazy and everyone has to become a sadhu. That is not practical. Even in the ancient times, not everyone was a sadhu. Was everyone a sadhu? No, everyone was not a sadhu. They were all doing their work, regular work. But man was intelligent enough to give adequate time to God and give adequate time for his regular activities. And man's life was so molded that man can earn his livelihood very easily without much competition. The modern times, the greed and envy has been hiked up, that's been raised to such a high level that man to man, house to house, state to state, country to country, exactly like a dogish culture, as you see sometimes dogs fighting. In the same way, such a mentality is created in the human being's mind that man is suffering like anything. This is all because of the so-called advancement of science. So when Prabhupada, such a great devotee of Krishna, when he saw this, out of his natural compassion and humility, he felt that all the people in the modern time are dragged by this so-called scientific advancement. What is the use of this advancement? He is actually Tattva Darshi. He is seeing with his own eyes how people are suffering. And out of compassion, he is scolding the scientists. That scientists are ruining the lives of people. They are taking such a leading role because of their wealth and power. They are ruling the entire world and they are hitting the entire world and leading the people towards ditch. Anda yatande rupaniyamana jeti satante amur uridam nibanda. That is why they are condemned. So, what are we trying to do in ISKCON or ISKCON Youth Forum? Our endeavor is to reveal the truth to the people. that simply don't be blinded by the so-called advancement. Even by such an advancement, all the facilities that you have is not going to bring about happiness. The real happiness is already there here. It's exactly like a kasturi mrig. You know kasturi mrig? He's running here and there. Where is happiness? Where is happiness? Where is that smell coming from? He's running. But the happiness is right here. The smell is in his own body. So where is the Atma? The science of Atma and science of God has to be understood. And when one understands the relationship, the happiness will be immediately revealed to oneself. It is a very easy science. But on the other hand, you run after the things of the world, you will never get happiness. You take it for granted. If you don't believe it, you test it for yourself. And you will come to the same realization, what the shastras say. So, our duty, our desire in ISKCON Youth Forum is to bring people back to the Vedic culture and help them to understand the glory of Vedic culture, how the Vedic culture is self-sufficient to satisfy the body, mind and soul. And having become satisfied oneself, then one should preach this knowledge to the benefit of other people. As far as the knowledge which is coming down the ages for the past 5,000 years, how is it not contaminated? It has been already contaminated by many people. If you take Bhagavad Gita, the sloka, as you take, the sloka is the same sloka. Nobody will change that. Because everyone now knows what are the Vedic hymns. You take Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, nobody can change it. The Sanskrit words remain the same. What could change is the interpretation of the meaning. So there are, like you were telling, there are 800 interpretations of Bhagavad Gita and each of them says different things. But what is the proof that a particular interpretation of Bhagavad Gita is the same meaning what Krishna spoke to Arjuna? Or it is a misinterpretation. How can we know that? What is the proof? The proof of the pudding is in its eating. You can see there are people who are hearing the same Bhagavad Gita from Mayavadi and all the tendency to perform devotion to God is completely dead. Today morning we are talking about Mayavadi. People who had a little bit of devotion when they went to the impersonalists who are misinterpreting the Vedas and heard from them, even the little propensity that they had to surrender to God was finished. Like that, those who misinterpret Bhagavad Gita or the Vedas, by going to them, nobody will benefit. And by going to them, in fact, whatever little spiritual credits they have, everything is vanished completely. That is, somebody is properly representing the Vedas without diluting the meaning or giving a different meaning or misinterpreting the meaning. Without doing these things, if one is giving the knowledge exactly as it is, without any misinterpretation, then such a knowledge can bring about a tangible change in the heart of a person. As I was telling you, the person's standard of life will improve. You can clearly see that. If you follow the path that is coming down in Brahma Madhva Bodhi Sampradaya in ISKCON, if you see, you can practically see how people, by following it, people have become serious in spiritual life. I can show you so many people, there are so many husbands and wives in Pune who come on Sunday program. You'll be shocked to know how they are able to give so much time to God. And they are having such a depth of understanding. Each of them is capable of speaking the knowledge as well as practicing it. They are not just speaking. Sometimes people, when they ask me about this, I tell them, if you really want to know whether we are following the Vedas properly or not, you come to our ashram and see us. We are not just speaking with our mouth. No, do this. Like a smoker, if a smoker says, don't smoke, who is going to believe him? When we say you follow this, first of all, we are ourselves following it. Like we say you follow the four regulative principles. We are following them first and we are telling other people to follow. Similarly, chant Hare Krishna mantra every day. We are also chanting. Try to wake up for Mangalarati and attend the Mangalarati. So we are also coming for Mangalarati. The devotees of the Lord are coming in ISKCON. If you see, Prabhupada taught us how we should first of all be faithful and sincere to the Vedic knowledge what we are hearing. And we should follow it. When we are following it, when we teach people, then it will have effect in people. And it will also change their lives. Understand the point? So, the proof that the Vedas are not misinterpreted is that when the knowledge is practiced, it will produce results. And we can see the result in the lives of people. It can really change the heart of a person. Otherwise, there are so many other organizations which also claim to be giving Vedic knowledge, but majority of them are interested in money and sense gratification. Many of them, they keep God as a 10th priority or 20th priority, if you see. But what is God's priority in our, according to ISKCON? First priority. Even for a person living outside the temple, like you all are living outside now, many of you today were completely stunned when I was conducting the quiz. So much depth of understanding the students have after the sessions are over, when we are asking the questions. They have such a clear understanding, what is heaven, what is hell, what is going out of this material world, what is birth and death, what is reincarnation, such depth of understanding everyone gets. And then, although they are living outside, externally you are all wearing pant and shirt, and you are combing and you are going to office, but people may be thinking you are ordinary engineers, but inside you are a very great sage. Nobody will know that secret. People may not know that you are a great sage having so much knowledge of Bhagavad Gita and the Vedas. This is the beauty of ISKCON. Prabhupada taught in ISKCON how a man can be a part of the world. Living in the outside world, he may be wearing pants, shirt, going to office, having his own business. And he will be doing the activities like Arjuna was fighting in the battlefield. But internally, they have all the knowledge. They know who is God. And if somebody asks who is God and how is Krishna God, they can explain. And if somebody asks, I don't believe in Punarjanma, immediately they can defeat. You don't believe? Come and hear from me. I'll defeat you. They can defeat immediately. This is the beauty of ISKCON devotees. Prabhupada created such a culture worldwide. All kinds of people, scientists, scholars, lawyers, chartered accountants, any kind of person from any field can become Krishna conscious. And one can cultivate his knowledge and practice it in his own life. And you all will see transformation in your own life, how your heart is improving, how you are getting peace of mind, how you are becoming happier by practicing this philosophy. And that is the proof that this philosophy is unchanged. It is directly representing what Krishna spoke. As regards to Murti Puja, it's very important to know what is a Murti. When we talk of a Vigraha, why should Lord appear in a Vigraha form? Because we cannot see Krishna's form with our material eyes. Why can't we see Krishna's form with material eyes? Satchitananda we cannot see, right? We cannot see Satchitananda's form. Because we cannot see, the Lord mercifully appears in a Murti form, like we see in the temple. Just like a man working in army, he leaves his photograph to his wife, because he is going to be away for 1 or 2 years. So the photograph shows a form which is similar to her husband. Is it not? Similar form. Similarly, the form which you see here in the temple of Radha and Krishna, this is non-different from a form in the spiritual world. The same form, but it is made up of marble or wood or things like that. Now we may get a question. Okay, the form is similar, like I can make a form of one of you here, isn't it? We can make a murti one of you here, but it may appear similar. But then the question arises, suppose it is made up of marble or wood. When I am praying to this marble, is it really hearing? Or when I am praying to this wood, is this wood hearing? Wood is actually a dead matter. How can it hear? This question arises in our mind. So in that connection, the Lord is saying, Parasya Shakti Vidaiva Shruyate Svabhavaki Jnana Bala Kriyaja. The Lord actually has unlimited energies, and through each of the energies, the Lord is doing so many wonderful activities. In fact, He is present in each and every atom. The material energy is coming from Krishna. The spiritual energy is coming from Krishna. Everything is emanating from Him. So, because everything is emanating from Him, He has the ability to transform one energy into another. Like, for example, this microphone. It is material. It is not made up of some earth, water like that. Yes. But when I am speaking about Krishna, it is spiritualized. This microphone is spiritualized. Because it is used for a spiritual purpose. In the same way, when the Lord He is appearing in the form of deity, and when a sincere devotee is praying to Him, after all this deity substance, it has come from Krishna only, is it not? Even this body which you are having, this matter, where has it come from? Which is the srotra of everything? For Krishna, so this has come from Krishna also. So in one sense, everything is Krishna's energy. So Krishna, if He wants to appear, He can appear anywhere, in any place, at any time, according to His desire. He can convert matter into spirit also. It's possible for Him. Prabhupada gives example, like when Balad Maharaj was speaking the truth to Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu became so angry. He asked Balad, "Oh, my dear child, where are you deriving this strength from? You are such a small child. I am such a great king of all the three worlds. And I am seeing that you are having so much power that I cannot control you. Where are you getting this power from?" He was shouting. Balad said, "My dear father, whatever is the source of your strength is the source of my strength also. And both of our strength comes from Krishna." So he was speaking very softly, coolly. When Hiranyakashipu became all the more angry, he said, "Don't talk of Krishna or Vishnu anymore. Tell me, where is he? Is he there in this pillar?" He asked. He said, "Why not? He is present in every atom. Why not in this pillar? Suddenly he is present." Then Hiranyakashipu took his gada and broke open the pillar with a great force. When he broke open the pillar, what did he find in the pillar? Lord Narasimhadev. He came from the pillar. So the pillar was actually made of material substance. Is it not? And inside which we don't have much faith that maybe how can the Lord exist in this pillar. But Prahlada has such a faith, the Lord really exists in this pillar. He exists everywhere. Because of his strong faith, the Lord agreed to kindly appear from the pillar. The Lord did not come to kill Hiranyakashipu. Because Hiranyakashipu can be very easily killed. If the Lord wants to kill him, he can go into his heart. He is seated as Paramatma. He can twist one nerve and kill him. Or he will get some heart attack. He will die. But the Lord actually did not come to kill Hiranyakashipu. He came to please his devotee Prahlad. Oh, my devotee Prahlad is saying that I am existing in the pillar. So to please him, I will appear. So the Lord appeared immediately in the pillar. So although the pillar was made up of matter, still the Lord appeared from it. In the same way, the deity may be made up of material elements. But if a sincere devotee prays to the Lord with full love and devotion, the Lord can convert the matter into spirit and the Lord can reciprocate even in a deity form. All of you understand this point? So, when, like for example, in one of the ISKCON temples one time, thieves came and they were trying to rob different things. They were even trying to rob the beautiful deities of Radha and Krishna. Even they are upright. Radha and Krishna are so beautiful that everyone wants to have them. So one time thieves were trying to steal. So one of the sannyasis, he caught hold of the deity. And then when the robbers are stealing the different jewels and different items of the temple, the deity of Radharani, it fell down like this. Like a big sound it came. And it fell down on the ground. Immediately all the devotees woke up in the night. And then they came running and they caught some of the thieves and they handed them in the police. But when the deity of Radharani fell, there was a crack in the forehead. There was a crack in the forehead because the deity fell down. And the devotees thought, oh, there is a crack in the deity, we cannot worship it, but we have to replace it. Then they went to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, absolutely no problem. You worship this deity, although there is a crack. Just like, if one of your relatives, like father, mother, or brother, or sister, if they get an accident, they get a fracture in the hand or leg, because of protecting you, as you are coming in the middle of the road and they are catching you and taking you out, but because of that they get an accident in the hand. But whenever you see that hand fracture, what will you remember? Oh, my mother or father, they protected me. They brought me out of the lorry, otherwise I would have completely got caught in the lorry and I would have died. So Prabhupada said, this mark of fracture in the Radharani's forehead can always remind us how Radharani reminded all of us when we were sleeping in the night. She woke us up and helped us to catch the thief and protect the property of Krishna. So even a crack in the deity is not considered a big loss, because ultimately the Lord is there in every atom for that matter. So somebody was asking a question. We are worshipping the deity, but why are we kicking the stones? When we look at the deity, we are seeing the person Krishna, or the person Radharani. When we see the stones, we see them as energy of Krishna. That's the difference. For example, if one of you loves your father very much, and your father has come to, and you are going home to meet your father, and you know that your father puts the shoe in a particular place, so you want to know whether my father is at home. So you see the shoe stand. As soon as you see the shoes, what do you immediately understand? You immediately remember the father. And you don't find the shoes. Oh, shoe is not there. Maybe your father hasn't come. But they're going inside, but you find his suitcase. When you see the suitcase, what do you know? Oh, maybe shoes he hasn't worn today, but at least his suitcase is there. He must have come from the office. So when you see the things that belong to the father, you remember the father. Similarly, by seeing Krishna's energy in this material world, we should remember Krishna. Like Krishna says, when you see the sun, the moon, the stars, and all the things that are created by him, these are all his energies. By seeing them as Krishna's energy, we can remember the person Krishna. You understand the point? So, Krishna and his energy, they are simultaneously one and different. It has to be understood properly. So when we talk about stone or a sun and moon and all these things, these are actually Krishna's energy. Whereas when we talk of the deity, which is the self-same form of Krishna, who is appearing in the self-same form as he is in the spiritual world, to kindly accept our offering. Like when you have a deity which you make according to the Shastric prescription, you can bow down to the Lord, you can bathe the Lord, you can dress the Lord, you can offer bhoga to the Lord, you can circumambulate the Lord, you can dance for the Lord, you can sing for the Lord, you can do so many things like that in front of the deity. And depending upon our faith and sincerity, the Lord will accept all our offerings to him. You understand this? So the deity is not ordinary stone as we conjecture or imagine. It depends on your perception. Like a scientist, one time I saw one man had come to Juhu to see the temple. And I was wondering, oh, very nice. So many nice people have come to see. And he came and he was standing in front of Radha and Krishna, but he was looking up and down like this. He was looking here, he was looking there like this. So he was only seeing the architecture of the temple. He was not looking at the beauty of the deities. He was saying, what quality marble they use here? He was saying like that. So somebody having such a low consciousness, even in front of Radha and Krishna, they may see it as material. He may see everything as material. Like Duryodhana saw, Krishna stood in front of him, right in front of him. But still, Duryodhana could not know that this is the self-same God. Sometimes people say, if one time Krishna appears in front of me, then I will have complete belief. But Duryodhana, for him, Krishna was appearing so many times in front of Duryodhana. Krishna appeared so many times, but still he didn't have faith. So it depends on one's consciousness. You understand the point? For a pure devotee, the deity is non-different from Krishna himself, who is in the spiritual world. So the deity can speak with a pure devotee. The deity can dance with a pure devotee. So the pure devotee is reciprocating with Krishna as he is reciprocating with any of us. Like I am speaking to all of you now, the same way he can speak with Krishna as a deity. So for him there is no difference. Because the source of material energy and spiritual energy is the same. If Krishna himself, so he can convert spirit, material into spirit and spirit into matter. With regard to the question of scientists, the Lord saw him as spiritual. But he saw it as ordinary marvel, is it not? The Lord can convert spirit into matter and matter into spirit, according to the perception of the person. So if it is understood in proper perspective, then you know difficulty. As regards to the prana pratishtha, the evidence is given in Pancharatrika Shastra. That Narada Pancharatrika is there. Even now, we have our pujari, when Rupa Goswami Prabhu, if you ask him, he can show you the books with us, which are called as Pancharatrika. Not only they say you should do prana pratishtha, they give a detailed account of how the prana pratishtha is to be done. Everything is given, just has to be done. So one wants to worship a deity. So he gave a beautiful answer. That if the form of Krishna is made according to the Shastric injunction, then it is good. But unless prana pratishtha is performed, the Lord will not come and reside in the deity and reciprocate with us. The prana pratishtha has to be performed by the invitation of a pure devotee. And Arjuna was ordered by the Lord to fight, isn't it, for the Kurukshetra war. As regards to other Pandavas also, Arjuna also said a very nice answer. The Pandavas did not act whimsically, always they followed the order of Krishna. So Krishna gave the order to Arjuna, and Arjuna took the support of all the Pandavas to fight. So the Pandavas, including Arjuna, they never had an idea of winning the kingdom for their own happiness. It was never their idea. You all must be knowing in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna never wanted to fight. Do you know that? He didn't want to fight. He said, he was telling, Guru Nahatvayi Mahanubhavanshayo Bhoktum Baishyamati Haloke Hatvartakamamsa Guru Nihaiva Bhunjiya Bhogan Dudarapadigdan. He said, my Lord, instead of fighting with my own relatives and friends, let me just go into the world and beg, and whatever I get, I will eat with that. But Krishna said, no. The people on the opposite side, they are on the side of Adharma. They have to be defeated. You are a Kshatriya and you have to fight. Your Dharma is not to beg. You should not beg. You should fight and defeat them. And defeat all the Dharma and establish Dharma. So Krishna told them. And then Arjuna told the same thing to all the other Pandavas, what Krishna told him, and they all followed Krishna's order. Nobody acted whimsically. And with respect to the fantastic stories we find in Vedas, so many stories we find in the Vedas. Sometimes Vedas say, such this person came from heavenly planet to this planet, or Arjuna went to the heavenly planets and he got this, he got that, Brahma Loka, so many. And then Brahmanda, there is Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. So many things are told in the Vedas, which we may find apparently to be some fantastic story. It appears to be fantastic for us. For me, when I was a student of science, many things in science also appeared fantastic for me. Because when I was reading science books, when I would read about the universe and its structure and all these things, when I would read, it was a fantastic story for me. They say, you know, there are 50 billion stars. Who knows? God knows. There are 60 billion stars. Scientists say that. There are so many billion stars, this is so many billion light years away, and this is like that. For your information, even the atomic structure which you are talking now is not something that we have seen it. You metallurgical students know that it is actually postulated by Rutherford and then by Bohr. If you see, Rutherford conducted a metal foil experiment and he passed the light rays. And he said, in some portions the rays are passing directly. In some portions there is a resistance. So the dense portion may be nuclear, the other portion may be free flow of electrons. This is all anumana, complete concoction. So tomorrow somebody may come with a completely different structure of atom, quite possible. So we have to understand this fact that in the field of science there is so much anumana, there is many things that are fantastic to know in the field of science. So if you see Vedas, it is like fairy tales. If you see science, it is also like another fairy tale. Both are fairy tales. So many things are told by scientists which we don't have ability to verify. For example, if I tell you something from quantum mechanics, but how will you verify it? All of us are not well educated in quantum mechanics, is it not? Like for example, I was working in the field of finite element modeling. I remember when I published the paper, many people came and congratulated me. They shook my hand and told me, very good, very good, very nice paper you published in the international magazine. Two papers came. So I told them, oh, you liked the paper very much, but what did you understand? It was so advanced that we appreciated you. You had put so many integrals and so many Greek symbols that we could not understand. But we could understand one thing, that the paper was very advanced. So this is the understanding of most of the people. So when you take what the scientists say, it is Greek and Latin for us. We cannot prove all the things that they say. When you take the Vedas, they also appear to be talking many fantastic things. So whom are we going to follow is a very good question. Whom should we follow? When we ask this question, we are sure about one thing. Harshal made that statement. We are sure about one thing, that whatever the scientists say are within the range of their senses. So they include the four defects: imperfect senses, illusion, committing mistakes and fleeting propensity. So all that the scientists are saying is within the not happy, despite knowing so many arguments. Like many people argue, what about this, what about that? We will ask you scientific questions, they argue, but they are themselves most frustrated people. They have no solution. But when they give the very solution, one who sincerely follows the Vedas, one will see that he is becoming free from doubt, he is becoming free from all the suffering given in this life. You can ask any of our leaders who are living here, you can see how much happiness they are deriving from spiritual life. You can ask them, what is the state of their mind? What is the state of their activities? What is the state of their consciousness? How is it behaving with other devotees? You can see it with your own eyes. So if I am the only one person saying that, no, you will get happiness, you please accept it, I am not saying like that. With your own eyes, you see the lives of devotees who are practicing. They are the happiest people in the entire universe. Because they are accepting the Shastric injunction and they are putting it into practice, it will help us even in our day-to-day life. If you are a professional man, you are a businessman, what should you do? Every day you should give at least 10 minutes for chanting Hare Krishna. Every morning or every evening, chant one round of Hare Krishna every day. Read Srimad Bhagavad Gita, at least one sloka per day. One sloka will take you 5 minutes. So 10 plus 5, 15 minutes you spend for God every day. And just see, do this for about 5-6 months. And you will see, when you go to your office, you will have a cool head. How you are able to maintain a cool head at all circumstances. Because you clearly know the goal of your life. You know what's going to happen after this. You know what you should do right now while living in this world. You know everything. All the knowledge is given for you. So you don't have any anxiety. But a person who has no understanding of soul, he acts on the bodily platform. And acting on the bodily platform means the soul of suffering, the ocean of suffering. So in our day-to-day life, by practicing this ABC ritual learning, association, reading books, chanting, and diet is prasadam, by accepting these four things, one will find a rapid change in one's consciousness towards the path of happiness. Happiness is the end. One will be going towards that happiness. One can see that. And we all are working for happiness, is it not? Are you working for anything else in this world? Every one of us is working for happiness only. And you will achieve the happiness. You believe it. You see it for yourself. Now you have heard the course. You have undergone the course. Now you go back to your places and you practice it, and you will see a tangible change in your consciousness when you sincerely follow this science. And it is a proven method. I am not the first person to practice it. Krishna says, Puta Madbhava Magataha. Many great sages in the past have practiced this knowledge and have succeeded and have gone back to Godhead. They lived a happy life in this world and they lived a happy life in the next world. So once you see that the Shadripus are gradually reducing, greed, lust, pride, envy, anger. When those things are reducing, it's like coming out of a disease. When you are in a disease state, are you happy? Especially if you're so sick, your tongue is bitter, you don't want to eat, When you lie down, you are not feeling sleepy. Some kind of restlessness is there in you when you are sick. Same type of restlessness is there in every one of us as long as we don't become devotees. When you become devotee, life is so soothing. Life becomes so joyous because everything is crystal clear. You can see things in their original state. Then you lead a happy life in this world, and then at the end of your life, remember Krishna and go back to the spiritual world. Never to return back again to this world of misery. Hare Krishna, I'll stop here. If anybody has a question. One question I didn't answer about the Father, Spirit and Son. Fortunately, I got to read Bible for about 5 years. So I have been reading all these things. The Father, Son and the Holy Spirit. Father is the Jehovah or Krishna, and the Son is Jesus. And the Holy Spirit, according to him, is Krishna consciousness actually. What we call as Krishna consciousness. The bhava or the love for God that descends in people is called as the Spirit, like that. So all these three are called as one. Do you know why? They are one in quality. The Krishna consciousness that is produced in your heart and the Spirit soul, which is you, yourself, and Krishna, they all are one in quality. Today morning in the garden program I was explaining how if you take an ornament, golden ornament, like earring or nose ring, it is same in quality with the golden mountain. But what is the difference between golden mountain and this gold? In one sense there is no difference. Both are actually same. But in another sense there is a difference. In what sense there is a difference? Quantity. Like we take a drop of water from the ocean. It is same as the ocean in one sense. Because the salt content is the same. But the ocean can wreck a ship. Whereas a drop of water cannot. That is the difference. In the same way, Jesus, the Holy Spirit and Father, they all are one in quality. Because when you go to spiritual world, your body is Satchidananda. The Lord's body is Satchidananda. Everything is Satchidananda there. So everything is in one sense one in quality. But in quantity, there is difference. You all understand this point? Hare Krishna. I'll stop here. If anybody has a question or clarification in what I spoke, they're most welcome to ask. But any of your sentiments, please forgive me. Our intention is not to defeat anybody. Our intention is to establish the truth. Sometimes establishing truth or doing good to a person would mean causing some pain. Sometimes, like a doctor wants to do good to a child having a fever, so he has to give an injection. Isn't it? Is the doctor doing harm to the child? By giving injection, child may cry, "Oh, this cruel doctor." But ultimately, the child gets cured. Doctor will say, okay, call me cruel, no problem. But I have a desire to cure you. The same way, sometimes the speech may apparently appear strong for you. Because not only you, even me, I'm also amidst one of you, because I have come from the same scientific community. And I had a very great sight in science. So it may be a little hurting for us to hear so much against science. But we have to call a spade. We cannot hide the truth. So we have to be very realistic. So we present the truth in front of you. Consider these points deeply in your heart and contemplate on them. And appreciate them as time progresses and take to the path of Krishna consciousness very seriously. Correct. Now we will do 2 minutes kirtan and then we will go for ecstatic prasadam and then that.
Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Ram Ram Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare 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 Ram
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Kundu Bihari Radha, Kundu Bihari Radha, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Tila Prabhupada. Gurudev, 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 Jaya Tila Gurudev. Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitya Gaur Hari Bol. Hari Naam Sankirtanam Ki, Tilak Gopal Ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki.